You know, most people don't want the lowest price. They want the best value. And if you did that and you say, I know my price is higher than all these other graphic artists, but here are 10 reasons why I charge more. Let's spend the next 30 minutes and let's talk about and see what I can help you out with. I'm just looking at the email here. I know you've been working from home with your 3 young kids and you've been doing the ebook covers, and I looked at your stuff. That's some great work. I suspect you've got a good software program that helps you do all that.
Yeah, Photoshop.
You're using Photoshop?
Yeah.
You want to get out of that because it's very labor intensive?
It is. It's very labor intensive, and as you well know, as a parent, you can't always have time to work. It'd be great if I can get something that has sort of residual income.
Let me ask you this. Are you getting a lot of customers, or it's just taking more time, or do you have a good demand of potential work? Because it seems like with what you do, there should be a pretty good demand.
There is a very good demand, and now and again, I've had to shut down the order page of my website, and if I take on too much, then the quality declines.
Well, how about your pricing? I think you gave me an idea on the pricing, and I forget, but I think from what my initial reaction was, is you aren't charging enough. Have you played around with your pricing? What are you charging? Give me an example.
For basic e-cover design, I charge $77.
$77, okay. What kind of work are you getting mostly, if you were to look at the type of work coming in? What are most people ordering from you?
Most people order an e-cover and a mini site. Some people want an e-cover and then a whole suite of maybe about 4 or 5 banners, matching banners, so that people can sell like affiliates.
And so what do you get for an e-book cover, a mini site, and some banners?
From $173 all the way to $400. And then some people want physical products as well. So I design physical DVD covers or physical book covers. People that want to fulfill it through, like, Lulu.com.
Well, have you played around with your pricing? I mean, if you have to shut your site down because you're getting too much orders, you certainly don't want to do that. I mean, that should be the least of your worries. You know, when demand goes up, this is basic economics. When demand goes up, price goes up. If you could match your price and slow down your demand, and many times when you get a higher paying customer, they're even a better customer too. If you do a little bit more selling on your end on the value of your work, other than just showing the picture, someone can look and say, hey, this Yvonne, she knows what she's doing. I want this for my product. But if you could do a little bit of pre-selling on your site that gives them 10 reasons why your ebook cover or your cover art or your site can increase sales 50%, and you talk about the mistakes most people are making when they're designing their banners and their covers and things like that, and then if you tripled your price, yeah, you're not going to get as many sales, but for the sales you're getting, you're making really good money, and you could do less work but make sometimes even the same or more money. And I know if you really want to get out of it, that's fine, but as an immediate thing, I've got a great interview you have to listen to on pricing. I don't know if you've seen it. It's with a pricing expert here in the United States.
No, I haven't.
It's very good. This one interview really impacted a lot of things that I do online. While I'm talking, I'm going to email you the link to it, okay? I want you to listen to this. Because your pricing, Yvonne, is many times reflected on your confidence in the value that you're bringing your customer. If you knew that your work and the design of your covers and what you put into it and the time you put into it, you probably have an idea how important that is for a client. But if you really convinced yourself, you'd be saying, I've got 3 kids. Every time I'm working on these covers, it's taking time away from my family. And you need to draw a line in the sand. You need to say, hey, I'm only working with top clients who really appreciate me and who are willing to pay me what I'm really worth. Because you can't put a value on the time I'm putting in, taking away from my family, and start charging more. And people will appreciate that. And you will get customers who are willing to pay that. What do you think of that? Does that sound...
It makes good sense, yeah. I think I will listen to the pricing interview, and then sometimes an order should go smoothly, and then for some reason the client is a bit picky. It takes, like, a longer time. I divided the money I'm being paid for the amount of time I'm spending. spending on air cover. It doesn't add up.
Absolutely. So you need to calculate the average time it takes to do one of these covers and figure that out and really make sure you're getting paid what you're worth. And if you have a real picky client, sometimes the most picky clients are the ones who are the cheapest. The ones who are paying more money, usually, in my experience, seem to be the nicest ones and the less picky ones. So just by increasing your price, you can get better clients who are a pleasure to work with rather than the cheap ones who are real picky. And this is something, when I hang up the phone, you can go right, and just as a test, if you've got the nerve to do it, you can just double your pricing. Just go double it right now. And let's see what happens. You can always change it back. It's all a function of testing. But this one thing, you don't even know. You may even get more business at a higher price because pricing is very subjective, and you won't know unless you test. I'm going to send you this link to the pricing expert right now. I know what you've got there is a labor-intensive thing there, and you're probably looking for something maybe a little more automated. Do you have any ideas on what you would want to create an information product on?
As I told you in an email, something that's geared towards graphic design market, like graphic designers. There are quite a lot of people that are creative, but they haven't got a clue how to sell themselves. And then moms that work from home as well, or moms that want to work from home.
Do you want to use your experience, you being a mom and you being a graphic designer, how you've been able to make an income from home and be able to stay with the kids?
Yeah. I don't mind doing other things, like other niches, you know.
How long have you been working from home doing graphic design?
6 years now.
6 years, and you're a stay-at-home mom, and how has it gone? I mean, are you able to make $10,000-$20,000 a year doing this? More?
Yeah, I am making money, but not as much as I would like because it's time intensive. Sometimes I get too many orders, and sometimes I don't get any orders.
Where's your business coming from? Is it coming from just the search engines, or are you doing any additional marketing?
I'm not really doing additional marketing. Most of my customers originally came from Google.
From Google.
And then word of mouth and repeat customers.
It's all happening naturally. You're not soliciting any of them for more business?
No.
You're not asking for referrals?
No.
How many customers do you have in your database? Do you have a list of all your customers?
Yes, I do.
How many you got?
I've got roughly 1,500 people I've done work for.
Okay, you're sitting on a customer list of 1,000 people that you've done business with. Your gold mine right there is in your customers right there. You could compose an offer in one email to these customers and be flooded with work. But if you do your pricing strategically and you sell your customer on what kind of work you're offering, but if you double those prices or triple those prices and maybe offer an incentive to the customers if they refer you business, wouldn't you be happy to do an ebook cover, a mini site, create a package where you'll do 4 or 5 things, you know, for $1,000 or $997? Wouldn't that be great if I said, okay, Yvonne, I'm going to give you $1,000. You're going to create me a CD. You're going to create me a book. You're going to create me a mini site. What are some of the other things you do?
Banners, DVD cover.
Banner. You're going to give me a DVD cover. And you do a whole package, okay?
Yeah, I design T-shirts as well, so it could be a whole package.
You could do an ultimate marketer's package, and you could offer that to the client. You could offer them 2 modifications within the next 60 days, unlimited email support. You know, you can create a package, and for $1,000 a pop, you know, if you just did 5 or 6 of those a month, 1 a week, wouldn't that be great?
That would be lovely. That increase the quality of my work as well, because then I could concentrate on one thing.
Right. For $1,000, you really want to give someone a lot of value because you know they're investing a lot of money and the quality of your work would go up. Let's say you just said, I'd be happy with 5 of these a month, so you'd have to work on 1 1/4 client per week. It wouldn't stress you out. You'd be making more money. Do you like doing what you're doing as long as you're not overworked and underpaid?
I love doing what I'm doing as long as I'm not overworked.
See? And even at that price, you may be able to farm out some of the work. Get an assistant, whether it's a virtual assistant. Your skill as a graphic artist, it's such a valuable skill. I know it is because there's so many people coming online, so many people who are so poor at graphic arts and website stuff. People are dying for a good, reliable, quality graphic artist who can do this stuff. I think your skill is valuable, but I think if you package it and you price it right, you don't have to change over to a whole new business, and you could be making a lot more money and be happier and have more time doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it makes sense.
And here's my idea. If you were to do this, you could package your expertise and have someone interview you about what you've done. But, you know, what you're telling me right now is you've been pretty successful. You've been able to stay at home with your kids. You make maybe $10,000, $20,000 a year sometimes if things are going good, but it's not consistent. Are you going to feel really good about teaching others how to do what you're doing, but you're not totally happy with it? But what if you said, today I'm going to do something different, I'm going to market myself different, I'm going to start charging more, and I'm going to really make the existing business I have more valuable to me, more valuable to my customers, I'm going to be getting paid more, and then let's say you became successful and you're able to make $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month selling these graphic art packages, and you have more time with your family, and let's say you did that and you were successful with that. Then you have a real story to tell and something valuable to sell, how you went from a stay-at-home mom with three kids and a struggling graphic artist to making over six figures, you know, in less than 90 days. And then your story of what you did different to change those results, that's valuable right there. And if you can document that process, so if you really do it first, then I would recommend getting that story and creating an information product on how you did that, because you and I both know there are tons of graphic artists out there and many of them are struggling like you are.
Loads. Artist syndrome.
Yeah, it is an artist syndrome. So it's a shift in thinking, and I bet you can do it. I really think you can. I know the demand for graphic arts and the work you're doing is out there. It's the marketing. That's everything. In your pricing. If I were to say, why should I hire you, Yvonne, over this other artist in the UK, why are you different? You know, why should I hire you? Do you have any answers for that?
First of all, for the innovative graphic skills and then fantastic customer support.
Are you self-trained or were you educated in any of the graphic art schools?
I was actually educated as a multimedia designer, but because I've got kids, I would have been working long hours.
How were you trained as a multimedia designer?
To work in animation.
Were you trained at a university?
I was trained at a university.
What university?
It's in London, Guildhall University.
Is it a well-known school?
Yes, it is.
What's it called?
London Guildhall. Now it's called Metropolitan. When I was there, it was called London Guildhall.
Are they a premier art school?
It's got like lots of different faculties. So within the computing faculty, I was in the multimedia.
Multimedia?
Yeah.
Have any famous multimedia artists come out of that school that you know of?
There are a couple.
If you were to brag about the school, what could you say about it?
What I would say was that the lecturers work in the industry as well. Well, a few of the lecturers have worked in industry, like BBC, children's section. One has an advisory role with Walt Disney as well.
Okay, so how many years did you go to that school?
3 years.
3 years?
Prior to that, I've always been a creative person, from making dolls to handmade cards to gift basket business. I've always had something on the side. Even while I was studying, I've always been good in my hands.
And so Photoshop, is that the main program you're using, Photoshop?
Yes, that's the main program.
Do you work on a Mac or a PC?
A PC. I've got a Mac, but I haven't gotten the hang of it yet, so just stuck to my PC.
And Photoshop, is that the premier graphic art software in the industry?
It's the best in the industry.
It can do a lot more than the others?
Yes, more versatile than the others.
You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. So as a graphic artist, you know, if I was to hire you, you're working with the best software in the industry. It can do more than all the other software. It can do something in an hour that maybe other inferior software that graphic artists are using may take two and a half hours. So you're more efficient as a graphic artist for me as the client, right?
Yes.
You have over 1,000 different clients that you've been working with for the past 6 years?
Yes.
And many of them repeat orders?
Yes.
Many of them refer you to their associates and business contacts?
They do. And then I've got a couple that just ordered last week, and they said, oh, they lost my contact details. So that's why for some time they didn't know how to contact me, and then suddenly they found me again. So really, my marketing, you know, isn't what it should be. Yeah.
See, you're in the marketing business, not the graphic arts business. you're good at a skill, and that's fine. And some of these questions I'm asking you are some good reasons why. You know, we're recording this, and I'll send you the recording, but these are things you want to go over when someone asks you, why you? You want to come up with as many reasons why to justify your higher price. You know what Elance is?
Yes.
All right, I just posted a job on Elance to have someone help me compile a book from a series of my audio recordings, actually from the Audio Marketing Secrets, okay? That whole page that I sent you to with all the interviews and everything, I'm going to do a hardcover book, positioning myself as an expert on using audio interviews to market. And I posted the job up on Elance, and I had about 10 different bids. And you know the bid I chose as the winning bid? Many of the bids were for $500, $600, and $700, and $750. The bid I chose was the highest bid. It was $1,250.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Maybe you'd go for the, you know.
You thought I'd maybe go for the lower price, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's not the case. It's nice to spend the low price, but I look for the ones
who deliver.
Basically, they made an offer on the bid, and they gave me a lot of reasons why I should use them. And one reason was they were in the U.S. One is they could do my product from start to finish. They reworded some of the stuff I left in my description. They had a feedback, so they had previous customers, happy customers. They said, I know my price is a little bit more than the other prices and the other bids, but I feel I'm worth it, and here are the reasons why. The person gave me reasons why, and they all made sense. And, you know, I got one time to make the best book possible. And those reasons why and the justification of her higher price was what sold me, and the other reasons why. And that was pure marketing. That email to me and that bid was a sales letter to sell me on her value. You know, most people don't want the lowest price. They want the best value. And if you did that and you say, I know my price is higher than all these other graphic artists, but here are 10 reasons why I charge more. Number one, I've been trained in the best school in the industry. Number two, I have over 1,000 happy clients. I've been doing this. I'm more efficient. I'm not just getting into the business. Number three, I use the top software in doing graphic designs where I'm not bogged down with problems. What takes most other software 2 hours to do, I can do in an hour, so you're getting more value from me. I have experience in, you know, color design, whatever. You can come up with 10 or 15 reasons why someone should choose you over someone else. That's just pure sales. You got to come up with the reasons why. Your customer support, you'll respond to emails and inquiries. You'll spend time on the phone before we do the first work on your project so I can understand your needs and your goals and what the purposes of this ebook cover or of your website. I'm an expert on colors. A lot of graphic artists don't understand how certain colors on your website can affect the outcome of sales on your website. You know, you can come up with lots of things that would sell somebody, and you may have been doing all these things for the last 6 years, but you may have not been telling your potential client about all these things that you've been doing.
I have never said any of those things.
But you can't assume that. They can't read your mind.
Yeah, because all I do is I just say, oh, my work will speak for itself.
No, that's not going to do it.
No, I have to go out there and sell myself.
You have to sell yourself, but all you got to do is do it one time and then get it transcribed, and whether it could be an interview or whether you write it out, 10 reasons why, or you come up with 20 reasons why I should choose you rather than the guy down the street. Can you come up with 20 reasons why? I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
And you put that in writing and get that on your website or get that in a report, consumer's report to banner advertising or whatever you call it. But you get those reasons why on your site and in your correspondence with potential prospects and bring out the objection about your high price. Say, I know I'm high price. You're right, I'm high price, and you want to pay a high price, and here are the 20 reasons why. And you can explain, there's a lot of great objections in the sales industry. The highest price someone could pay is by paying the lowest price, because by paying the lowest price, they may be missing out on sales, you know, or the image they're projecting with their website. You can come up with good arguments for that. I think if you just put a little bit of effort in your marketing and reasons why someone should use you, increase the price, justify the price to what we were talking about, maybe create a high-end package, a $1,000 package or a $997 package, and build some value into that and focus on a higher selling item, I think that would be great. Do you think that's a route you want to go?
Yes, definitely, yeah. My brain is just ticking over.
You're already doing it. All you got to do is make some small modifications. It can make a big difference. And you have this great customer list. You know, the best thing to do, let's say it's a slow time and you don't have much going on right now, you could take 100 of those names and create an email out to them and say, hey, I've got a proposition for you. You know, I design your ebook cover and your website, or you can do them on an individual basis and email out to those customers and offer them a referral fee, a 20% of whatever I do for anyone who you refer over to me back to them. And they're already sold on you. And if you just make that offer and you make it available for the next, you know, you can just say, I'm a little slow right now. And if you've got any of your business associates who might need some graphic arts, whether it's ebook covers or this or that, if you shoot out a little email to them and refer me over to them, anyone who works with me, I'll pay you a 20% commission. And someone may introduce you to their entire list of names. Don't do too many of them or you may be bogged down with a lot of work. And if you get so much work, you know, instead of you turning your site off, if you're just bogged down, you got to have the confidence to say, look, I'm high demand. You know, people who are really high demand have a waiting list. The highest demand restaurants in the world may have a waiting list of 6 months to a year. They go on the waiting list. They have to send a deposit in to book their spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's great positioning for you, that you're so busy and you're in such high demand that makes them want you even more. If they absolutely can't wait, you never want to turn them off. If they can't wait, you find another graphic artist who you feel does comparable work, and you can refer the person who wants you over to another graphic artist and ask that graphic artist to pay you 30% commission on whatever business you bring them. That's an idea, too.
Because that's the bit, you know, I was a bit unclear about. What if I can't handle the job, or what do? Do I turn the person away, which is what I've been doing?
No, that's like throwing your baby's money down the toilet. No. There's other graphic artists in your area. I bet you can find graphic artists in your community who are probably pretty good. Maybe some people you went to school with. Get in touch with them, whether it's by email or phone, and say, look, I've got this business. You know, I'm working from home. I'm really getting slammed with customers. Would you like to work something out where I refer over customers when I'm just too busy? And if you've got time to work on stuff, here's what I'm doing, and maybe you can work a 50-50 deal. See, if you've increased your pricing, well, you'd have to get with them and tell them what you're doing and what your pricing is. Or you could farm out the project. Once you know what you're selling for $1,000, you could find a graphic artist and say, what would you do this for? If I brought you work, how much could you create these items for individual customers for? And they may say they'll do it for $200 because they're not as confident as you and they're doing what everyone else is doing. They may do great work and they're great artists and great technicians, but they're going to be what you've been doing for 6 years. They're not going to have these secrets that we're talking about. And you just pay them $200 and you collect the $700 in profit. Have them be your workhorse. So you hire it out.
That bit makes more sense for me because the older my kids get, the more involved I'm going to be.
Yes. It's basically like having in-house employees, but you can have virtual employees. And on Elance, I mean, if you post a job of exactly what you're looking for, you can find graphic artists from all over the world who will work for less than that. You should be able to put a package together like that for $100. You can find that outsourced all online. Whether it's in India or Romania or Russia.
And they're completely good artists in India and Romania.
Yeah, of course there are. And then you be the marketer. Access that database you have and increase your pricing. Create your reasons why, some good marketing that really sells yourself. That's what you want to do. Now, if you can do that, boy, and if you can take yourself out of the picture, out of doing all the work, and just farm it out and be a broker, you could have a nice little business. And you can be doing whatever you want with your kids. Maybe you'd be on the computer a couple hours a day just handling business, but you won't be bogged down doing all the work. That can all be farmed out. So you go from technician to marketer. It'll take some work to do and some confidence, but it is doable, I promise you.
Basically, I need to position myself, really. Because I belong to a sort of social networking site, a membership site for business. And, you know, I just noticed someone in the past 2 months. This guy hasn't got a clue about self-publishing and e-books, and he just drew up a package, £2,000, it's about $4,000, asks me if he brings a job, can I do it? And I'm like, yes. Then he asks me, oh, how do I market? How do I get my site on Google? And I'm like, if you're doing something like that, you should learn how to. Teaching someone ebook publishing, you should know a thing or two about SEO. You know, marketing. He positioned as an ebook marketer. And he didn't have a clue. But it's obviously he's making waves because he's got two jobs for me to do. And I keep wondering, how on earth did this guy do this, you know?
Well, has this been helpful?
It has been very helpful because you've broken it down to like, you know, A, B, C, step by step. It's really been helpful.
You know, it all comes down to confidence. That's really, when you look at everything, it comes down to that confidence. And you just got to go for it. And people will sense that. It'll take some work as well. I'll send you the recording and I hope you implement some of this stuff for sure. I've emailed you the thing on pricing.
When you were talking, I got it.
Shoot me an email after you listen to it about the pricing interview. Just give me your opinion. Yeah. Tell me if that changes your opinion about pricing.
All right, I will. Thank you so much.
All right, Yvonne, have a great Friday evening, and I'm glad I got to talk with you. And I'll send you the unedited version. Give me about 15 minutes. I'll send you a link. You can download it. And then I'm going to clean it up and edit it, and we'll probably add it up on one of the recordings. It'll be helpful.
Thank you. Can I ask you, what did you think about, you know, I asked you my kids' love stories, and in the email I was saying about turning into an audiobook.
The kids' stories?
I've got this huge collection of folk stories, and there's a little tradition we've got. Every night I tell them a folk story from around the world. And I just had a thought that if I had to make an audio recording of the story, like when I'm not there, there's some pop of CD.
My gut feeling is a no, but it doesn't mean I'm right, but my gut feeling is when you ask your kids what they remember about Mom and the folk stories, the stories are nice, but it's really about Mom being there and reading the story to him.
Right.
I don't know. Folk stories. Maybe go on Amazon and type in folk stories. I could see it as a collection in a book because if someone, a mother with children, that sounds like a real neat idea because I read to my kids every night and, you know, you can go through a lot of books pretty quickly, but if you had like a collection of 100 or 200 folk stories, short stories that I could read, that sounds really interesting to me. It sounds like something I'd like to have as a book that I could every night pick a story and read to my kids, but not as an audio.
I know from listening to the other recordings, obviously business opportunities make more money.
Yeah.
So, and that ties in with the position of myself as a marketer from there.
Yeah, I think the folk stories could be a nice sideline project as a book, publishing it as a book. I think that'd be nice. But I think by you selling your graphic arts expertise and creating these banners, what you're really talking about, you are in a way selling a business opportunity because you're giving and creating tools for me that's going to help my business get more sales because of a more professional look. That's money-related stuff. That's business stuff. I'd stick to that. As a sideline, I think it'd be a fun project, and I think it's worth something to looking into. I don't think as an audio product, but I certainly don't know everything. I'd see if you can find out on Amazon or Barnes & Noble and search folk stories or audio tapes. I'm sure there's someone who's done this before who's tried to sell stories on audio tape. See if they've had some success. The marketplace will tell you. If it was successful, you'd see it out there in the stores. There's a website called audible.com. They're the premier reseller of spoken word audio content. You may want to go to audible.com and search their database, see if they have folk stories in spoken word, see what kind of bedtime stories that they have in audio, and you could probably search their downloads. Look on eBay. See what's selling on eBay. See if there's someone specializing in selling something like that and look at their feedback rating. I'd do some research on that.
But my main focus is revamping my pricing.
By Monday, you can listen to the recording on pricing. You can go into your site. You decide ultimately, but I'd just double it across the board and just see what happens. And then next step would be to come up with 20 reasons why. Why you and not the other guy?
Better as an audio or different mediums? Or
I think to get started, you can write it. you know, here are 20 reasons why, or you can call it a consumer's report to graphic design for your website, you know, by Yvonne, you know, your name, and have it in written. But then, yeah, you can have someone interview you. You know how I talk about interviews? That can position you as the expert. And then once you have your 20 reasons written out why you, have a friend interview you and record it and get that up as well as an audio interview so someone can download it and have it transcribed because you may want to add to it a little bit more. And then you become an expert and you're teaching your consumer, you're educating them about the importance of good graphic design and good ebook covers and good DVD covers, all of the above. So your pricing, you get your 20 reasons why. Get that up there in written form. Get someone to interview you. Big thing is your customer list. Just know you're sitting on a gold mine, and it's there for you to take advantage of when times are slow. I'd section it off, and if it's a slow time, send out 20 or 30 emails. Definitely include an incentive of a commission component. People like to do things for money. They don't like to do things for free. If they could just send out an email to their friends and know their friend that they refer to you, does business with you, they can make themselves a little money. They're much more apt to do it rather than for nothing. That's your gold mine, that customer list, and you can use those for referrals, and you'll find that it'll act as a reminder that they'll say, hey, I need to call Yvonne because I've got this new project coming up or I've got this new website coming up, and then you'll have your new pricing already up there, and you're going to get repeat business just by doing that. Every time I send out an email to my list, whether I'm introducing a new interview or whether I'm making an offer, I'll always get business for something unrelated because I've reminded them. And you will find the same thing will happen to you. You're sitting on some great hidden marketing assets right now. You really are.
Yeah, man, I've got them on AWeber account.
Good. You've got your AWeber account?
Yeah, but I'm not using it.
Oh, wow. You've got to use it. Are your customers all over the world or just in the UK?
All over the world, but about 95% are in the US.
You've got to use that AWeber. It's such an incredible tool. I use AWeber as well. You know, you could segment that list. You know, if you wanted to send out just to your UK clients, you could do a search for all your people on your list who are in the UK, and then you can mail just to your UK people, and you could say, special offer for my UK graphic artist clients. And, yeah, you need to do that. Don't do any email until you go change your pricing on your site. And then just do a simple email to your list saying, hi, it's Yvonne. Just wanted to say hi, and you know, it can be something as simple as that. I mean, put your report together, and then you can say, it's Yvonne, I was just thinking about you. I've just completed a report called, you know, the 10 biggest mistakes people make with their website or with their banners or with their CD cases, and you can download it up at this link and send them back to your site where they can download it. Something like that will remind them, but get your pricing change first.
Yeah, that was just frustrating. Wow. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Let me know how it goes.
Okay, I will definitely. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Yvonne. Have a good night. For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com.